Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always glad to have you here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here at my show. 12 after. And we've got a new friend, Don Williams, joining us now. Don's an author, a business coach, and a trainer. And his company's called Get On To It. And it wants to help people about their lifestyle choices and self-actualization. Right, Don?
Yes, indeed.
So talk to us about that. Tell us, give us a little bit of a background on how you came to do what you do.
Well, in a nutshell, I mean, I grew up just like anyone else has, with the exception that at the age of 10, I broke my neck and was fully paralyzed, and I recovered in less than 6 months. The first 2 days of that experience, all adults failed me, and as a 10-year-old, I realized most of what I was taught wasn't real. And so that really has helped shape what I can do, because I see it for what it is versus what people believe it to
when
be.
When you say everything you were taught wasn't real, what are you talking about?
Well, I guess, you know, you're taught that people who have a title have the answer, because someone is there, they're supposed to do a job, but it doesn't mean they care. It's like the little subtle things that when a definition comes across, it's how someone views that definition to their own experience versus what the definition means. And people don't recognize those subtle little differences make all the change when you're dealing with business, when you're dealing with people, when you're dealing with customers.
Well, all right, so, but was it your parents you realize weren't doing what you thought they were doing, or the doctors, or where were you seeing this?
Literally, they thought I was making it up for 2 days.
Ah.
And when they found out what had happened to me, they had an oh my moment, because I cracked the C1, which is right next to the brainstem, and that's normally lights out. And they were carrying me around like Pinocchio.
Right.
So I definitely knew there was something a matter, and they said, oh, there's nothing a matter to you, and kind of just kept on passing me off in different ways, and it was like, this is going to resolve itself. And when it does, everyone will know. you might want to listen to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then, what did that teach you though? What aha moment did you come up with, and how did that change your life?
Well, I recognize that it's really about the choices that you make, your ability to perceive what's going on, your awareness. You can always find your purpose in every moment. Some people are always thinking of the purpose as elusive. It's always every happening in every moment. And when you apply things, it's actually taking action with, you know, a purposeful thought. And I've always done that, and that's what helped me get through that moment. But mm-hmm. when you do that with regards to helping someone in business, they don't recognize, like you said, they don't know how they're in their own way. It's because they don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. They've been following what someone else has pointed out, and to show something in a different light, because my experience showed me that with a little bit of a change or shift, anything is actually a lot more possible than non-possible.
Right. So give us an example of what that would look like. What would that be?
Well, one of the things I use inside the book, I mentioned like this law of service. And as a business, you're working with a customer. But there always really comes down to two ways of service, right? Your service to others or your service to self. And if you're in this I'm trying to survive mode, and I'm doing this because I need to make some numbers or something like that, you're totally going to get in the way of actually serving the customer. You have to be able to totally drop out and not worry about all that other stuff. Be mm-hmm. able to focus on what's really going on and listening to them. and so many people have so much to say because they're trying to talk to a customer, mm-hmm. they just get in their own way, and they don't really listen to what does the customer need and being able to work with the customer to their needs.
Well, people who do that don't stay in business very long.
You would think so. Sometimes some services or some products are ones in which people have as a need, right? There's almost a monopoly on the desire to have it, and or it's been around for a reasonable amount of time. But if they could make some subtle changes, they could really make a huge difference. And they can also cut down the ability it takes to sell somebody. People don't like to be sold. They like to buy. And there's a way of being able to come across to people where, you know, you could just, one, two, three.
When you talk, one of the things you talk about in your book is purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about what you mean by purpose.
All right, purpose. You have to, like my story, one could say it's motivational, inspirational, and there are people who go ahead and do that, and people feel really good about that, but if you can't connect to a purpose, a why in life, and by the time we're through school, we're always searching for this how. And the real thing of it is, if you don't have your why down, you're never going to be able to connect with it. And purpose is really just your why for yourself, and having an intention or purpose that basically says, I can make a difference, and this is how my life is a value. Because when it comes to success, when it comes to business, it has to do with values, and how you're valued. It's just a value proposition. It has nothing more to do with that.
Mm-hmm. So what you stand for and not just what you want out of life, but what you stand for in life.
Right.
A North Star, your values. You're talking about your values, too?
Right. And it's a core principle of the value that you have, how that's valued by others.
Yeah.
And it's just a complete value proposition.
Mm-hmm. Don, you got a website?
Yes, get onto it. GETON2IT.com.
And tell us how they can find the book.
Books on Amazon.
So they just look up, give us the title of the book.
Personal Management with Purpose and Wisdom.
All right, by Don Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Find that at Amazon. Get onto it, with the number two, right?
Correct.
GetOntoIt.com. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on the book. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Don Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.